We've been counting Sfiras HaOmer night after night, week after week. And at a certain point, we ask ourselves, what's the goal? How are we supposed to grow from Sfiras HaOmer? What's the avoda of this period of time? The answer might lie in a fascinating pattern that the Ramban highlights in his Peirush on this week's Parsha, Parsha Zemar. Ramban notes that there's a parallel between Sukkot and Pesach. Sukkot is Min HaTorah, one day of Yom Tov, 6 days of Chol HaMoed, and finally, Shemini Atzeres. Similarly, Pesach, the Ramban points out, is a week of Yom Tov of Pesach, followed by approximately 6 more weeks of Sfiras HaOmer, bringing us to Shavuos, indicating that just as Sukkot and Shemini Atzeres are one larger Yom Tov, the same is true, in a sense, for Pesach and Shavuos. Pesach and Shavuos are two different Yom Tovim, but in a certain sense, Sfiras HaOmer is the Chol HaMoed that ties them together into one larger complex of Yom Tov. Of course, the question is, how? They're not one Yom Tov. Pesach is about Yetzias Mitzrayim, Shavuos is about Mamre Har Sinai. Rav Schechter suggests, based in part on a comment of the Brisker Rav, that what this Ramban is indicating to us is that, yes, they are two separate episodes. Yetzias Mitzrayim, Mamre Har Sinai, political freedom, spiritual attainment. Yet, there's a connection between the two. Because the political chayrus, the gift that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, wasn't the end of the story. It was a means to accomplish the ultimate ends of Mamre Har Sinai. The political freedom was a gift that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us to use as a vehicle to get ourselves to a nasiv anishma, to spiritual growth, to accomplishing and achieving Torah at Har Sinai. That explains the sense in which they in fact are a single larger Yom Tov. The Pesach Shavuos together celebrating the journey, the process from Yetzias Mitzrayim to Mamre Har Sinai. And maybe we could think about the following idea. Maybe part of the avoda of Sfiras HaOmer is to ask ourselves this sort of question again and again. What are the gifts that Kadosh Baruch Hu has given me? It's Chayrus, and it's many other things. The resources, the talents, the opportunities. What are the gifts with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has filled my life? And am I using them well? Am I leveraging the gifts, the opportunities that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me in the most ambitious way possible? How much more Avodas Hashem can I accomplish? How much more can I move forward the goals of Ratzon Hashem using the gifts with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me? Have a marvelous and productive day.